Kumusta? Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. A few days ago, we just received a document from the Vatican entitled Dignitatis Infinita. This is about human dignity at ang ganda ng document. I love it. Ang daming mga... Nung nabasa ko na ng buo yung document, and habang binabasa ko siya, or pinapakinggan ko siya, I listened to the document through an app called Speechify. Maganda siyang text-to-speech converter, and it enhanced my reading life. Dahil mahilig ako magbasa ng libro at magbasa ng mga Vatican documents, and right now mas marami akong na hindi ko masabing mabasa eh, kaya kasi pinakinggan ko siya, kaya I feel awkward kapag sinasabi kong nababasa ko ang mga documents na ito ng Vatican. Pero ang gusto ko sabihin is ang daming magagandang lines. Recently nag-release tayo ng meme kung saan nagpakita tayo ng quote from Pope Francis about gender ideology. Rinlist natin ito. It's well received. It's the quote saying na we are making ourselves gods, di ba? Whenever we subscribe to gender theory na kayang mag-identify as the other gender yung tao. May nakita kong magandang quote on abortion dun sa Dignitatis Infinita. And in fact, habang pinapakinggan ko yung abortion part, medyo naiiyak ako, nararamdaman ko yung bigat ng issue and how the unborn is now dehumanized. Practically, natatanggal ang dignity ng human being sa sinapupunan. May isa din about euthanasia na napakagandang quotable quote. Hindi ko lang maalala exactly ngayon, pero ang naalala ko is yung feeling habang pinapakinggan ko yung document on these subjects. Okay, so ang isa sa gusto kong i-discuss are, actually ito yung topic natin in this episode, how the Philippine media covered Dignitas Infinita. And if you remember, kung follower kayo ng podcast, I posted this in Facebook a while back. Sabi ko sa Facebook, the big gender ideology scandal here in the Philippines is the fact that its dangers are already being discussed all over the world, all around the world, yet no reporter, no news outlet has ever featured it. It would have been an easy segment to do of an elephant already squatting in our home. So ang ibig ko sabihin dito, dinidebate na ang gender ideology or gender theory all around the world. May side na nagsasabi na ito ang dangers kapag pinalaganap natin ito. May side na yan. Pero, hindi man lang ito na feature sa reporter's notebook, sa kay Jessica Soho, o sa kung ano-anong mga news outlets. Hindi man, it's a walk in the park, actually. Halos hindi mo kailangan ng matinding research. Siguro ang research lang na gagawin mo is how it applies sa Pilipinas. And hopefully, both sides. Hopefully, both sides nilang i-cover. Kasi right now, kung i-cover man nila ang gender theory, nandun sa side na pro-gender theory ang usually kinocover nila. Nandun sa side ng mga LGBTQ plus activist ang kinocover ng news media. Yung boses lang nila ang nadidinig. And yun ngayon ang iniisip ko dahil nung lumabas ang Dignitas Infinita, nag-post din ako actually. Papalit-palit ako ng post eh. Kasi lumabas ang Dignitas Infinita, April 8, Monday, gabi. And usually ang media, midnight pa lang. Nung Fiducia Supplicants, midnight pa lang. Nag-release na sila ng mga iba't ibang headlines. Yung local media natin. And siguro madaling headline ito because karamihan sa mga nag-release ng headlines sa Fiducia Supplicants ay pro-LGBTQ+. Kaya gagawin lang nila, ipaparot lang nila ang mga headlines na yon. But this time, itong Dignitas Infinita says something hard sa gender theory. May inconvenient truth na binabanggit ang Dignitas Infinita on gender theory. And I guess our local media is now put in an awkward position where they have to report it. Pero paano nila i-report ang something na against gender theory when all this time they have been pushing gender theory all along? So yan ang pag-usapan natin mamaya. How will they fare? Titignan natin yung ilang mga news na re-release ng ABS-CBN, GMA, Manila Bulletin, PhilStar. And the morning after April 9, nag-search ako kung meron nang nag-post, nag-feature ng Dignitas Infinita. Ang unang nag-release is GMA 7. Then, yung Inquirer, medyo wala. Manila Bulletin, meron din. PhilStar, meron din. ABS, medyo late na release nung morning. Siguro, bandang, nung nakita ko yung sa ABS, around 10 a.m. or maybe 9 a.m. na nag-release. By the way, I would like to acknowledge na siyempre, alam naman natin na there are some Catholics as well na ayaw kay Pope Francis. And I got a lack of flack. Sinasabi ko nga, I have been bashed by liberals, by leftists, by atheists, by Protestants dun sa mga reels, by our friends sa INC. Pero ang kumumpleto sa listahan ay Catholics. I've been bashed as well by Catholics whenever I talk about the Pope, which is fine. Hindi naman ako nagre-reklamo. I just want to say na I find it ironic that may mga nababasa ako, and actually may nabasa pa nga ako na minura ang Pope while sharing our meme on Dignitas Infinita. May nababasa din ako na nagsabing hypocrite si Pope Francis. I just find it ironic na we always say that we should pray for the Pope. But the moment na may i-release na document na ganito, na quote-unquote based ang Pope, ay ibabash pa rin siya. Hindi ba pwedeng i-count as an answered prayer itong bagay na to? Like, hindi ba pwedeng i-count na the Holy Spirit has touched the Pope para ma-release itong document na kagaya nito, na based? Hindi ko maintindihan yung iba who says we should pray for the Pope. We continue to pray for the Pope. Then, kapag may mga ganito, hindi nila matake, they badmouth the Pope. And sa Catholic Church lang nangyayari yon, na you can badmouth the head of the body of Christ, the Pope, and still be a good standing Catholic. Naalala ko nga nung nag-usap si Jordan Peterson at si Destiny. Si Destiny, tinira niya yung simbahan. Sabi niya, kayong mga right-wingers, akala nyo lang na ayaw nyo sa authority, pero gusto nyo rin ng authority. Akala nyo lang na ayaw nyo sa cancel culture, pero gusto nyo rin ng cancel culture. Tignan nyo itong malaking authority of the Catholic Church. Tapos sinagot siya ni Jordan Peterson, ah, nagkakamali ka, you're wrong, you're wrong, Destiny, you're wrong. Sorry, pangit na Jordan Peterson impression ko. Pero sabi ni Peterson, mali daw dahil wala namang army, wala namang malaking army yung Catholic Church. And hindi ka naman nito kayang i-tax, di ba? Sa Catholic Church, pwede kang magsimba. Actually, kahit na hindi ka naghuhulog ng kahit na isang kusing dun sa collection basket. And wala naman daw power na tanggalin ka sa trabaho ng Catholic Church. So, ayun, ito lang ang reliyon na kaya mong i-badmouth ang pinaka-head nito, the Vicar of Christ, and still be a good standing Catholic. Ang masasabi ko lang is, kunwari gusto nyong i-criticize ang Pope, ang Magisterium, check out nyo lang ang document na Donum Veritatis. Kasi pwede naman nating i-criticize. But we need to do it in prudence. And sa Donum Veritatis na document, it laid down the groundwork kung paano natin makikriticize ang Magisterium within the bounds of the confines ng Catholic Church. Ang worst thing that you could do is to publicly dissent from the Magisterium. And yun, tama na ang satsat. Let's check out kung anong mga sinabi ng news media natin about the new Vatican document. So let's start with ABS-CBN. So sabi dito, Vatican says gender theory discrimination versus LGBTQ people are grave violations of human dignity. And fair enough, nung pinag-usapan natin ang Dignitas Infinita, nagpakita tayo ng quote from Father James Martin, and I think ito yung gusto lang i-gawing headline, yung mga pro-LGBTQ plus people. Ito yung gusto nilang maging headline dito sa buong document na to, yung discrimination versus LGBTQ people. And lagi ko naman sinasabi na I'm with them sa mga kapatid natin, brothers and sisters who identify as LGBTQ plus. I'm with you guys kung ang pinaglalaban nyo ay discrimination against you sa mga bansang kinikriminalize kayo, sa mga Islamic countries na nagpapataw sa inyo ng death penalty. So I'm with you. Ang hindi ko lang magawa, kaya hindi ako makapag pride march with you, is kapag nag-offer ako ng hand, you take the whole limb, because what comes with supporting you sa anti-discrimination is parang gusto nyo rin i-support yung gender theory, yung same-sex marriage, and all of that. Parang kailangan the whole package. Kaya medyo, yun lang. Yun ang sad. Okay, so, fair itong first part ng ABS-CBN coverage. Kinover niya yung unfair laws. And punta tayo dun sa interest natin, which is gender theory. Okay. So let's go to it. Okay, so yan, sabi dito, some Catholic LGBTQ group said document did not go far enough, including Francis De Bernardo, head of US group New Ways Ministry, while it lays out a wonderful rationale for why each human being, regardless of condition in life, must be respected, honored, and loved, it does not apply this principle to gender diverse people. Since his election in 2013, Pope Francis has insisted the importance of a church open to all, including LGBTQ believers, but he has faced strong resistance from conservative Catholics. So, tinutukoy niya yung sa fiducia supplicans resistance. And, ayun, ito yung sinasabi ko. They included the comment from an LGBTQ group, New Ways Ministries, ministry. Hindi kinuha ng ABS-CBN yung side naman who are opposing gender theory, which is marami, who says na this is a good move by the Pope na they put on paper that he condemned gender theory. So kita nyo? Kita nyo yung side na. Kita nyo yung sinasabi ko. The local news media has been put in an awkward position. Finally, pag-usapan nila ang resistance to gender theory through this Vatican document. And still, ang linagay nila is yung quote from those who say na okay yung gender theory. Okay, so let's check some other news from other news media. Ito naman, this is from Manila Bulletin. So same din, Vatican blast gender-affirming surgery. So this time, yung surgery, sinama niya, surrogacy and gender theory as violations of human dignity. So dito sa Manila Bulletin on the part of gender theory, okay, nabanggit niya si Reverend James Martin, who has called for the Catholic Church to extend greater outreach to LGBTQ plus Catholics, and said the gender terminology was similar to past declarations, but he welcomed the condemnation of legislation and violence against LGBTQ plus people, which rightfully lang, tama naman. Okay, so nabanggit dito, again, yun, backlash from transgender people, including in the United States, where Republican-led state legislature are considering a new round of bills restricting medical care. So tinatawag nilang medical care ang pag-chemical castrate sa mga bata at pag-mutilate ng katawan nila. And in some cases, adults. In addition, bills to govern youths, pronouns, sports teams, and bathrooms at school are also under consideration, as well as some books and school curriculum. So, biruin nyo. Ito yung report nila, di ba? So, hindi ko nakita yung side that says na okay itong bill na to, okay itong move na to ng Pope. So, yan. Okay. So, Manila Bulletin. Same kayo sa ABS-CBN. Medyo sayang. Ito pa. Oh. Mas maraming sinabi si Manila Bulletin, actually. And let's read some of it. So, nag-skip tayo dun, pero sabi dito, transgender activist immediately called the document hurtful and devoid of the voices and experience of real trans people, especially in its distinction between transgender people and intersex people. And yun yung kulang. Di ba naging real trans person si Chloe Cole? Nasaan yung voice niya? Di ba? Siya ang nagsabi na she regret that the adults around her pushed gender theory on her, sex change on her. Di ba may voice din siya? Si Chloe Cole? Search for her. Siya yung detransitioner who regretted yung pag-transition niya to the other gender. She's female na naging trans man and she regretted it. Sinasabi niya na yung mga adults sa paligid niya pushed for her transition. So, yun, di ba, important voice din yun. Okay, so, we have two more. Let's read naman GMA. So ano sabi ng GMA News? So sabi nga GMA News siya yung isa sa unang mga nag-release ng news about the new document. Sabi ng GMA News, Vatican rejects gender-affirming surgery and surrogacy in new document. So let's fast forward. Medyo gusto ko tong sa GMA News kasi ang totoo niya parang nagkopyahan lang yung ibang mga news sites nito. So sabi dito, on gender theory, it said desiring a personal self-determination amounts to a concession to the age-old temptation to make oneself God. So yun yung meme na ginawa natin. So the declaration said that any sex change intervention as a rule risk threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. And again, ito, kaya ako nasabi na parang nagkopyahan lang dahil nandito naman yung New Ways Ministry Advocacy Group for LGBTQ plus Catholic. Nandito naman yung quote ni Francis Di Bernardo. Sabi naman, the Vatican is again supporting and propagating ideas that lead to physical harm to transgender, non-binary, and other LGBTQ plus people. Medyo na ang kakaiba naman dito sa GMA News is dito sa abortion, euthanasia, death penalty. Sinabi dito that Fernandez, a liberal theologian and friend of the Pope. So, in-identify na nila si Fernandez as a liberal theologian, which may be true, pero I don't remember him claiming that. Maraming nagsabi na liberal si Fernandez, but maybe that's true. Controversial yung books niya before, di ba? Pero, ewan ko, kayo na magsabi. Okay, so lastly, basahin natin ang news from PhilStar. And kasama ng GMA News, yung PhilStar din ang isa sa mga unang nag-release ng article about Dignitas Infinita. So sabi dito, new Vatican document on human rights condemns gender theory, digital violence. So sa PhilStar, nung binasa ko ang PhilStar, ang kagandahan sa PhilStar is rin-report niya lang ang document as is. Walang anything from the side ng LGBTQ+, walang anything from the side natin. So, report niya lang. Ito yung sinabi niya about gender theory. So, sinabi niya lang yung Dignitas Infinita stressed that every sign of unjust discrimination against homosexual persons is to be carefully avoided, particularly any form of aggression and violence, noting that it is contrary to human dignity. Tapos, reiterate lang niya yung iba't ibang paragraphs and ayun, sa dulod, the Vatican document also condemned sex change, etc., etc. So, wala si New Ways Ministry. And fair enough, ay lagi nating na-cover natin last time sa podcast si PhilStar Life, and minsan nagpapakita sila ng mga woke stuff doon. Pero dito sa PhilStar Global, they reported the document as is. So, ayun. What can we say about this? Ang news media natin has a long way to go. And ang rin-report nila, may isa ako nabasa kanina, sabi outdated daw ang Vatican sa kanyang views on gender theory. I beg to differ. Actually, ang outdated is yung reporting nyo on gender theory, GMA, ABS, Manila Bulletin, dahil ang daming mga lumalabas na research ngayon that says, that affirms yung age-old, yung 15-year research na ang isang bata, kung hayaan nyo lang siya without transitioning this kid to the other gender, may 80 to 90% chance siya na maging komportable sa kanyang katawan kung di nyo sasaksakan ng ideological indoctrination. And aside from that, medyo mukhang outdated din kayo sa mga research that says itong mga transgender, yung mga transitioning to the other gender is dangerous. Yung pagsaksak ng puberty blockers has side effects, cross-sex hormones has side effects. Ano pa yung sex reassignment surgery na pinagbabawal dito sa Dignitas Infinita, di ba? Mas maraming side effects and complications ang surgery na yon. Aside from that, yung I think medyo outdated din ang ating mga news sites doon sa fact na sinasabi nila nagka-cause ng depression ang pagiging trans and kailangan daw silang i-transition para matanggal ang depression na ito because they're susceptible to suicide. Mataas ang rate sa suicide ng mga brothers and sisters nating who identify as transgender. And that's a sad fact. But ang masabi ko lang, medyo outdated sila sa balitang yan dahil there are studies na walang epekto sa pagtanggal ng suicidal thoughts ang pag-transition. In fact, mas marami pa nga nagsa-self-harm after nila mag-transition. And this is the reason kung bakit pinasara yung Tavistock Clinic sa UK. So search nyo yun, Tavistock. Pinasara ito because napansin nila na throughout the years, mas dumami ang mga batang nagtitake ng gender-affirming care. And while mas dumami ang mga batang nagtitake ng gender-affirming care, hindi bumaba ang kanilang self-harm rate. Okay. So, conservatives, patuloy lang tayong mag-push back on gender theory, especially sa mga news websites. Mag-ingay tayo, mag-message tayo, mag-comment tayo sa kanila until finally mapansin nila ang side natin. By the way, nice ko lang i-promote na meron na tayong The Jay Aruga Show t-shirts. We have Take Back the Culture design. And I shared that sa The Jay Aruga Show FB page. Please support the podcast by grabbing one of those t-shirts. It's available in our Arugaan online shop sa Shopee. Or alternately, you could just give me a message. PM nyo ako dun sa Facebook page natin. Okay. So, salamat sa pakikinig. What are your thoughts? Send them to me. Mag-message kayo sa comment section ng episode na ito. This has been another episode of The Jay Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye!
Hi! This is Jay Aruga of The Jay Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.